Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Governor, I thank you for being here. The podium is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. It's an honor to be here this morning, and I appreciate your kind words, and that introduction is very touching. If there's one thing we've learned in this election season, by the way, it is that a few words from Bill Clinton can do a man a lot of good.
Yes, there's the Mitt Romney cracking a joke with former President Bill Clinton. And that's how we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we review the top 10 topics, the big subjects heard on News Talk radio stations all around the country. Talk television, too. The week ending Friday, September 28th, 2012 is in the focus. The list is compiled every week by the staff at talkers.com. So let's quickly review the whole list before we get back to the number one item this week, the presidential race. At number 10, the sad passing of Andy Williams. At number 9, the First Lady's school lunch plan. What kind of a problem is that going to be for them? Jimmy Hoffa remains AOL, as it were. Number 8. Number 7, the violence in Spain related to the violence in Greece. In the number 6 position, those Plan B morning after pills being available in New York City schools to the young women who are 14 and up. The NFL referee fiasco is 5. Iran's nuclear program is 4. The UN and all the activity there at 3. The attack investigation as to what happened in Benghazi is 2. And as we said, the presidential race is number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We'll start with Joe Scarborough, who unloaded on Mika Brzezinski for mischaracterizing what he said about President Obama.
He hasn't tried, just like he hasn't tried with a lot of members on the Hill in both parties, and you hear it from both parties. We've been hearing for several years that this president will go to a country, give a speech, and then leave. And I've heard from one diplomat after another, it's as if he thinks the speech itself is the end, and not a means to the ends, which, of course, is completely opposite of what George H.W. Bush did throughout his entire life.
I'm not sure what your criticism is.
My criticism is he hasn't done a job that a commander-in-chief needs to do.
He's weak on foreign policy? You're really going to say that?
Mika, I didn't say that. If you're going to jump in to try to defend a defenseless president, please get it right. What I'm talking about right here is what the New York Times is writing. He doesn't build personal relationships. That's hurt us in Washington. It's why we have gridlock in Washington. And it's why we have a mess in the Middle East. Whether you're talking about Bill Clinton, the guy who was the master. He was the master. Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, they weren't afraid to talk to other politicians and leaders in a way that built relationships.
Wars,
so when there's time of crisis, you know what? I didn't say George W. Bush. I said George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
There they are, and they have become great friends, getting beyond the sort of personalities there. Bill Clinton and George Bush, the father, are great friends. And so, I go back to what I said. Do you feel like a pawn in a game of people talking a lot and saying not much, and the news media writing and producing a lot and saying less? President Obama and his wife Michelle were on The View. The View is a program that's produced during the midday. A lot of women like to watch it. They feel like it adds something to their day. Pretty interesting conversations. Barbara Walters asked the president how he thinks things would turn out if Mitt Romney won in November.
Would it be disastrous for the country if Mitt Romney were elected?
Well, you know, I think America's so strong and we've got so much going for us that we can survive a lot. But the American people don't want to just survive. We want everybody to thrive. We want folks to have a shot at success. And so the question then just becomes, whose policies are more likely to lead us to where we want to go? And I'll give you a very clear example. Governor Romney on 60 Minutes was asked, does he think it's fair that he pays a lower tax rate than somebody who's making $50,000 a year? And he said, yes, I think it's fair, and I also think that's the way you get economic growth. The notion being that if people at the top have more income, they'll invest and they'll create jobs. I've just got a different vision about how we grow an economy. I think, Barbara, that you grow an economy from the middle out, not from the top down. And that when the teacher and the bus driver and the receptionist and the office manager, when they've got a little money in their pockets, when they're doing well, then that means business has more customers. That means business makes more profits. They hire more workers. And that's been the history of our country, is we grow fastest when the middle class is doing well and when folks who are trying to get in the middle class have ladders of opportunity. So that's a different vision about how we move the country forward. And, you know, ultimately it's going to be up to the American people to make a decision about, you know, who's got the better plan.
I'm voting for him.
800-510-8255. That's no surprise. Joy Behar suggesting she's voting for him. That was Michelle? That was Michelle. Okay, thank you. Sound like Joy. All right, thank you, Michael, for clarifying that. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. All right, so whether you think Barbara Walters is on the left, some people think she is. Somebody that you know who's on The View is not, is Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and here she asked the president a pretty important question.
Some concerns that I think many Americans may have right now, especially lie with the recent findings by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and U.S. Census. So, including the median household income that flatlined and fell across the board this year. Income gap, which we talk about all the time between the poor and the richest, actually grew to the widest it's been in 40 years, and 23 million Americans are out of work or have just stopped looking. Some would ask, is it unfair to assume that Mitt Romney may fail the middle class when, statistically speaking, they'd argue that your administration is failing the middle class? How do you respond to that?
Well, look, we've gone through the toughest economy, the worst financial crisis, and the worst recession since the Great Depression. And that's not a surprise to anybody. We've been living it for the last 4 years. And everything that we've done has been designed to deal with not only the immediate crisis, but make sure that the middle class, which had been struggling for a decade before that, is feeling more secure. So, you know, because of the actions that we took, we've got an auto industry that's back on top. We've created now 30 consecutive months of private sector job growth. The unemployment rate has dropped, although it's still way too high. And the question now, I think, for the American people is, how are we going to move forward in a way that assures that if you work hard in this country, if you take responsibility for yourself and your family, you can get ahead? And what this campaign is really going to end up being about is a choice between two fundamentally different visions about how you do that. Governor Romney, I think, is a good man and means well, but the policies he's putting forward are precisely those policies that got us into this mess. Tax cuts skewed towards the very top, rolling back regulations, for example, that we've placed on Wall Street to assure that we don't have another taxpayer-funded bailout. And what I've been trying to do is to put forward an agenda that says, let's bring manufacturing back to our shores. Let's make sure that everybody's getting a good education and the kids can afford to go to college. Let's develop all of our sources of energy, not only oil and gas, but also wind and solar. Let's reduce our deficit in a balanced way so that we make sure that we're not sticking it to the middle class as we reduce the deficit. But we ask all of us to do a little bit more, including folks like us who can afford to pay the same tax rates that we paid under Bill Clinton when we created 23 million new jobs. So you've got two different visions.
All right. I think we've gotten as much out of that as probably we can on the fairness scale. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. What's your attitude at the moment about all of this? The email address is Doug@DougStephan.com here on The Countdown.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 88 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, Asperger's, or pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS. While medications are available for behavioral issues like irritability or anxiety, there are no FDA-approved drugs to treat any of the core symptoms of these conditions, such as problems with social interaction and communication. According to board-certified psychiatrist Dr. David Posey, a new clinical research program called ConnectMe is enrolling children with autism, Asperger's, or PDD-NOS worldwide to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational drug on social interaction and communication.
There are significant unmet medical needs surrounding autism spectrum disorders. I've seen firsthand how children with these disorders struggle to interact with their peers, so I am encouraged by the ConnectMe clinical research program, which may provide new insights into the spectrum of autism disorders.
To learn more about ConnectMe or to see if your child is eligible to participate, call 877-900-8735 or visit ConnectMeTrials.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
800-510-8255. Presidential race front and center. In a few moments, we're going to hear from Jay Leno's program as he talked to Ann Romney. We heard from The View and President Obama being on there. Right now, though, it's time for us to listen to radio host Ray Appleton talking to political pollster Scott Rasmussen about how the polls differ from that he's doing from some of the others that are out there.
One thing that I'd like you to explain to our audience here, your polling and how it differs from the other polls out there, which have really taken the bad rap lately for oversampling Democrats, undersampling independents. Explain how that works and why they are doing that and why you don't.
Well, one of the biggest differences between some of the polls that you read are between registered voter polls and likely voter polls. Right. Ours are always likely voters. And the difference comes very simply in the fact that some Democratic-leaning constituencies, like young adults, are less likely to show up and vote than their elders. And so that means if you have a sample of registered voters, you're going to have too many Democrats in it at this point in time. Also, there are differences in terms of estimating who's going to show up, even among likely voter polls. We are very consistent in showing, the range, the expected turnout will be somewhat between what we saw in 2008, which was a very good year for Democrats, and what we saw in 2004, a very good year for Republicans. Some of the other polling out there right now does show a more Democratic year even than in 2008.
What is your polling telling you now? I mean, everything is so dead even, but can you see a trend through it all yet?
There is no trend. This morning we show the president at 47%, Mitt Romney at 46%. When we go after those undecideds and ask them which way they're leaning, the numbers barely budge. It's 47-47. With the exception of convention bounces, this is the way the numbers have been for about 3 months.
Wow. All right. Makes it interesting. We continue the interesting chatter here on the Countdown, 21 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now with our overview of some of the stories in the top 10 that have legal ramifications. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, who is one of the experts when it comes to being on the air and understanding what's going on with the law. He's a great person because he combines all kinds of great skills. You might want to check out either of his two websites, stevelaw.net, for information on how not to get ripped off. Actually, scamaside.com may even be a better way for you to check out what your options are. New book coming out in the month of October called 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in the Digital Age. Man, you got all these plugs. We got time left.
No time left for the show.
Yeah, yes, we do. Plan B pills becoming available in some New York City high schools. Has parents wondering whether they ought to sue the school system. I wonder about not being able to dispense an, and let's say this is a scenario that everybody's come up with this week, Steve, because there was something you and I talked about earlier in the year where a youngster in a school was suspended because he gave one of his friends, I think this was a sixth grader, the boy had a headache, so he gave him an Advil, and he gets yanked. So how does this make any sense, A, and B, is there something legally that parents can do if they wish not to have their daughters able to get the Plan B pill?
Yeah, you know, it should be. This is the kind of thing where you really do have to wonder about common sense. And when it comes to these kinds of distributions of pills, this is not the role of the school to make a decision without the parent's authority. The parents have superior authority, and if they are doing this without making this distribution, making that decision without the parent's authority, they are infringing on a very, very protected area by the Constitution. So I do think if the parents, if real persuasion doesn't work, they can go a little farther. As Al Capone once said, you'll get more with a kind word and a gun than just a kind word. Now, we're not saying take a gun, but we are saying
bring a baseball bat. That was another one of his favorite tools.
Yeah. The lawsuit might be the way to go.
Right. Okay, next up, the NFL referee fight over. Let's see, where is that? Number five on the countdown. NFL referees get a big raise. The NFL how can they stand? They make so much money. How can they deny? I mean, it almost seems foolish that they went as far as they did. Was there anything here in this legal agreement that is worthy of note that you saw?
Yeah, the only kind of thing was the money they probably, or the short money, which was increases for the refs, they were probably pretty much willing to do. The big issue, and it's actually an issue across America, is the NFL was one of the remaining companies that still had a defined benefit plan, which meant as far as the retirement plan, the refs were going to get a certain amount regardless of what the investments in the plan were doing. And what the NFL wanted to do was shift over to a 401k, which many companies have done. So what happened, particularly after the debacle on Monday Night Football, is they made a compromise. They both had to make a compromise. They're going to keep the defined benefit plan through 2016. At that point, it will turn into a 401k, and like many workers, they said, well, as long as it's okay for us, we'll sell out the new guys, and the new guys who come in will go straight into a 401k, which actually was a fairly reasonable compromise on that issue.
Next issue has to do with the government lunch programs. This has really blown up toward the end of the week. I can't imagine Mr. Obama is going to benefit from this. Students protesting. Again, the government says you must do this. And here we go from a local issue in New York to a federal issue where the one of the 943 executive orders the president has issued since he became president has to do with you will eat this or you will eat nothing. And now...
Well, yeah, I kind of picture, you know, from... Oliver Twist, you know, more gruel, please, or something.
Right.
And the idea is we do have a serious problem with obesity.
Yep.
The obesity problem with children is even worse. And
yep.
So what they're doing is looking at some federal regulations, particularly since the federal government is putting the bill on these for the school lunches. They were limiting the calories, particularly, however, for student-athletes. And there are many student-athletes participating in not just varsity sports, but intramural sports. They need those extra calories.
Yep.
And what the government was doing was saying, okay, you can have some extra fruit, you can have something else that's healthy. I do think it's a good idea to have healthier choices there, but once again, I think the draconian method in which they did it almost eclipsed the good behind
it. Right.
You've got to find a way of accommodating them.
Alright, last item has to do with talk radio icon Michael Savage, who told his syndicator after spending $900,000 to get out from his contract to get lost. How do these things work? The average person listening to these programs won't know, but just from a legal point of view, how do people get so wrapped up in contracts like this that they have to spend almost $1 million to get out of them?
Well, he did get $1 million by the arbitrators too, so he's going to get
paid his bill
back.
Right.
But the big thing here is it's less apt to happen now. This was a 10-year-old contract, and it's similar to contracts like in baseball years ago with a reserve clause. They essentially had the money to be able to have what they call an adhesion contract. You don't have any choice, and you are bound to this company pretty much in perpetuity. That kind of thing has gone out the window as far as workers' rights go. So his contract, it's a big win for Savage. It's not the kind of thing you're going to see a lot of because they really don't have those kind of contracts anymore.
All right, there it is, the story of the legal ideas that are affected by our charts from the talkers.com website of the big issues in the News Talk Radio world this week. Thanks to the interpretation of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire, here on The Countdown.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with another conversation with one of our radio hosts from stations that carry this program around the country. Marty Green is from the Voice of the Valley, Newstalk 790 WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. They've been carrying the Good Day program for a long time and the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the weekend for a long time. Marty Green actually was instrumental in getting me on that station. He's been involved in the broadcasting business for 52 years. Started like I did as a DJ, then was a newsman, then he was a manager, and now he still stays on the air contributing to the morning program at WAYY. He's a member of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. If I keep going with all of this, you're not going to have time to say anything. Nothing. You won't be able to say a word. So I thought maybe we ought to start, Marty Green, by talking about the way the station that you've been on and worked with for so long approaches the issues, whether they be local issues or whether they be national issues. And I mean, even with the programming, you have some local shows, you mix them with national shows. What works best in this scenario, and what, as people listen to these discussions, do you find distinguishes your radio station, the way you are presenting to your listeners news talk issues, versus what you might hear across the street or across the state or across the country?
Well, for example, this is the oldest radio station. There are 17 radio stations in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 90 miles from Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And this station's been on the air since 1937 and went talk in 1990. And it's a relatively small market. The population of our metro is about 125,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a lot of stations, we have a live morning show where we cover a lot of the local issues, but we talk about the national issues as well. The rest of the day is all pretty well syndicated programming. We also have the largest news department in the area, so that helps as well. But that's the mixture that's made us successful for 22 years, and you've been a part of that almost from the beginning.
Don't keep emphasizing that I'm almost as long in the tooth as you are, will you, pal?
Hey, you're only as old as you feel, and I enjoy being on talk radio now as a contributor, basically talking about local issues that revolve around western Wisconsin. A lot of it right now in the last 2 years has been politics, from the recall of our governor that failed to now the political climate with the elections coming up in November.
So Wisconsin is in play, is it not? It's one of the nine states.
Like Ohio, like Florida, we are, and of course Paul Ryan, who is a friend of mine, is on the ticket on the Republican side as a vice presidential candidate.
What do we not know about Paul Ryan from your perspective that you'd like people listening to this program to know?
I think the main thing is that this guy is very smart. He's a regular guy, a hunter, a Packer fan. He's from the Janesville area, which is about 250 miles from here. But he started, his father died when he was 16 years old. And his father was in partnership with Russ Feingold, which is funny because Russ Feingold was such a liberal. His father was such a conservative. And they managed to have a law firm together that was fairly successful. But his dad died of a heart attack. He had to go to work at a very young age. His mother started a business after his father died. And so he's pretty a self-made person, not the government assistance, but a guy who is a real wonk when it comes to the economy, controversial at times, of course, but a real genuine human being.
A genuine guy.
Yep.
That's what people want, a genuine guy. So how does the state, how does Eau Claire shape up as far as their preferences are concerned, and how do you think the state of Wisconsin is going to go, Marty Green?
Well, we've been a state that's gone both ways, having a Republican governor for a long period of time and then two Democratic senators, Bob La Follette. A lot of people know the name Fighting Bob La Follette, who is a real progressive. And so right now it's a toss-up state. But here in the Eau Claire area, we're pretty Democratic. The city of Eau Claire, where I reside, is very Democratic, but the whole listening area is pretty conservative. So you have a little bit of everything in this part of Wisconsin, which, as I mentioned, is about 90 miles from Minneapolis.
All right, so it depends on which way the wind blows, then, it sounds like anyway, as to how this is going to shake out. Not so in some of the other states. How much, if Ryan's there campaigning, does Romney need to be there?
I think I'd like to see more of Paul Ryan. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I was complaining on the air the other day that I don't see Paul Ryan in a lot of the commercials. You know, he's also running for Congress at the same time. That's allowed by law in the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
And his commercials for his congressional campaign are what would be needed on a national scale, because it really talks about what he has done and what the country needs to turn this economy around.
So how much of a problem does he have? Who's running against him, and are they formidable at all, or is he so popular it wouldn't make any difference?
I think either way he's going to run. He will win the congressional battle. If he wins as vice president, then Governor Walker would temporarily appoint someone, and then there would have to be a special election the next spring.
All right, so that takes care of it. What's Walker going to do down the road? He's the, as you mentioned earlier on, he was subject of a recall, has been fairly quiet since the recall, even though his attitude toward unions and the union workers for the state seems to be well documented, and there's always a reference back to it, especially when you see what happened to Chicago teachers strike. There were a lot of people saying, what in the world do we have unions? Public employees and unions don't seem to go together. What has been the tone of that discussion there at your station, WAYY?
Well, as far as the recall, he actually got more votes, even in the city of Eau Claire and in this region, than he did when he ran. So the recall was beaten back quite successfully. Of course, he's going to have to run for re-election in 2 years, and you know, who knows what's going to happen. He is a fairly popular governor. And it was funny that he backed the union when it came to the refs in the NFL, which a lot of people thought was funny. But, I mean, being a Packer fan, we wanted to see regular referees, and they are unionized as well.
All right. So Marty Green, who is from the Voice of the Valley, News Talk 790 WAYY, is our talk host of the week. We're going to talk about some of the top 10 topics listed this week from talkers.com as we continue here on the countdown.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale at our end of summer clearance. Laminates are up to 50% less. Solid exotic hardwood up to 46% less. Bamboo flooring up to 30% less. Plus, get special extended financing. If it's in stock, it's on sale. That's over 340 floors at incredibly low summer clearance prices. But you must pick it up before the month ends. Don't miss out. End of summer clearance ends Sunday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
For many families, school means busy schedules that keep the entire family on the go, especially those families who are juggling school as well as extracurricular activities and sports. That's why it's particularly important to take the right steps, beginning with a few healthy habits. It's easy to get started. For children to adopt healthy routines, many experts agree that the whole family needs to be involved. According to Brandi Chastain, Olympic and world soccer champion, mom and mentor, to keep a family on track, you should incorporate a few simple rules for healthy living into your busy lives. Always be sure to drink plenty of water and get enough sleep. And don't forget to make time for healthy meals. When your children are constantly running from school to practice and back, however, it can be tough to get them to eat that perfect meal. If this is the case, add Libby's single fruit cups, which contain a complete serving of fruit, to your children's bags for an easy and nutritious snack. To learn more, visit www.getbacktothetable.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Our continuing conversation with the talk radio host of the week, Marty Green, from the Voice of the Valley, News Talk 790 WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, one of the broadcasters of this program every weekend. Some of the items that are, we've talked about the presidential race, things that you can get passion out of your audience. How many Jewish people, or how, maybe I better ask the question this way, how ethnically and racially diverse is Eau Claire and Wisconsin, for that matter?
The Eau Claire area is about 95% Caucasian. The city of Eau Claire is very liberal, a very small Jewish population, of which I am a member, but I am probably one of the few Jewish conservatives. Mm-hmm. Who has been very upset with the way Bibi Netanyahu has been treated and about the whole thing with the Middle East, which I know is on your top 10 topics, the Benghazi attack and what's happening with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And so I would say a majority of the Jewish population still backs Obama, but I'm not one of them.
All right. And that's clear. And
that's real
fact.
Clear.
All right. So on to the NFL referee fiasco, which this week is number 5 on the countdown. A lot of Packers fans, I'm betting, in the WAYY audience out there. WAYY, is that what I said? WAYY audience. So how have they reacted not only to the results of the strike and it being settled, but to what happened, some of the calls, silly, I viewed it as being pretty silly. How did the people there in your audience look at these things?
Well, let's start with me. Yeah. I was standing in, quote-unquote, my man cave in front of my television set using quite a few profanities I don't normally use. My wife was upstairs saying, what is, oh, and then, because she had turned away from the set and then turned back and, oh my God, how could they blow that call? And, I had to, you know, I have a heart condition, but I was under control, but I was very upset. I said, we've got to get the regular referees back, and they're back. They came back, already, and they'll be at Packer Lambeau Field for the game against the Saints on Sunday. And we're happy it's all over, and let's put this behind us.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole state was just, we weren't talking politics after Monday night. The entire state on the radio, everywhere, and coffee shops were, how could they blow that call that was an interception? And for one day, we put the politics aside, and we were yelling about referees and football.
So you said something that was pretty important, and I wonder how much you discussed this on the air. I know you because you and I have been friends for a long, long time, so I know that you have a heart condition. And I guess I'm sort of looking back in a reflective way on you and your health and how people do get so passionate about some sports that it would even affect their health. Because you went out of your way there to mention you had a heart problem and you sort of kept yourself calm. But isn't it really interesting as a study in humanity, I guess, as to how many people get really upset? I mean, we have football fights in the stands. Some guy, didn't we have a week or two ago, or recently anyway, somebody got into a real bad fight, got hurt badly because he was wearing either a football jersey or a baseball jersey from an opposing point of view, opposing team. What the heck's going on with that?
I mean, civility has gone out. And some of the passion that's gotten a little out of control has even been in the discussion of politics.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood group where 5 couples go out once a month. And 3 of them are liberal and 2 are conservative. And we agreed that being neighbors are more important than our feelings about the candidates, and yet I know of a lot of people who say, well, I've lost friends because of the recall election. And I said, that really shouldn't be, but whether it's sports, I have always, because I had my first heart surgery in 96, and we have a Mayo Clinic here that is a terrific cardiac area, and they just tell you, don't let sports or politics ruin your health. And you have to keep that in the back of your mind, that while you're yelling at a referee, that you can stand up and yell and not let it have you have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't cause me to have a heart attack because I was under control, and yet I was pretty mad.
We want to keep you around, Marty.
Okay.
Speaking of that, the passing of Andy Williams.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's number 10 this week on the countdown, 84 years old. He apparently found that he was sick long after he might have, which is a lesson for those who don't get regular checkups. You'd have thought, I mean, he certainly had the ability, the financial ability, the wherewithal to have checkups. So the fact that he didn't and this cancer got ahead of him and now he's gone, what in the world? You were a DJ when his songs were popular.
Oh, loved Andy Williams. He was from a little town in Iowa. On the front page of our newspaper today, the orchestra leader at UW-Eau Claire played in his band and said he was just a wonderful, warm human being. He discovered the Osmond Brothers. Mm-hmm. His music, you know, was will last forever. And Moon River was being hummed by a lot of people. But the idea that he didn't know about the cancer until it was too late, let me tell you a quick story. The most famous person in Wisconsin for a long time was Vince Lombardi.
Sure.
And he died of prostate cancer, and he did not go to the doctor when he should have either.
It's really pretty silly. So there's a lesson in that for everybody. And those are the kind of things that are talked about often when you have good discussions that go into a far-reaching area, and certainly the death of Andy Williams can touch on
on those things, and it's a good warning for a lot of people. Our featured talk radio host this week has been Marty Green from the Voice of the Valley News Talk 790 WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Always great to have you here as a champion of the freedom of speech. It is so important. Remember what Gene Burns used to say to us? His program was brought to us by the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. Gene Burns, one of our great talk radio colleagues that Marty and I have had in our mind for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
Marty, take good care. Thanks for being here on the
Thank
countdown.
Thank you, Doug. Bye-bye.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Michael Levine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the founder and the chief executive at LCO Online, LCO Levine Communication Office, online.com is a good way for you to go see what one of the most prominent media experts today in our country, if not in the world, is doing, advising people to do. He's everywhere in Los Angeles and is heard on a lot of radio stations, frankly, and television stations around the country when there's a need for someone to give his PR advice, if you will. Then they call on Michael Levine. So I call on Michael to go through some of the things where people could probably use his services. Whether they're smart enough to call him or not remains to be seen. One of those groups, I don't know whether the NFL needs you or the referees need you, but man, what a fiasco. Number five this week on the countdown. Who stands to gain and lose from this, and how do you help either or both sides regain their image? Does the NFL even care, Michael?
Well, if I were representing the NFL, we would have never gone on strike in the first place.
Because, ah.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of the big black eyes, not only of this year, but of this decade. I mean, for a sports franchise, for an industry that makes billions, not millions, but billions of dollars, to have allowed this to happen over, you know, thousands of dollars and to create this kind of negative publicity for itself in a lasting sense, I believe. I mean, this will be talked about for 10 years. Some of those film clips will be played for 10 years.
So how is it different than, let's say, the baseball umps going on strike or any other officials? Is it because there's more passion aimed at the game?
Well, I think some of it was luck, too. I mean, some of those plays and some of those film clips, mm-hmm, were just so outrageously bad that it caused the nighttime, all of the late night comedians got a hold of it. And once that happens, once Letterman and Leno get something, you're really part of the
punchline,
the culture zeitgeist. That's right, the punchline.
Yeah, right, and that's what they became. All right, so there's one item. Next, New York City schools, at least some of the high schools, are now offering Plan B contraceptions, also known as the morning after pill. And as you can imagine, a lot of the newspapers in town, radio stations are going after them, and it's become a national issue. So is it just common sense? As some people have said, what's the matter with you? You have no common sense. And do they even care about their image? I guess would be a question, Michael. Do these public school systems care about their image?
Well, this is a really bad time to be a New Yorker from a PR point of view. You know, if you take 1 + 1, it equals 2, but sometimes it equals 11.
Yeah.
You take this particular story, which is outrageous, 14-year-old girls getting morning after pills handed to them free of charge, paid for by the taxpayers.
Yeah.
You put that story alongside the banning of sugary drinks over 16 ounces. Mm-hmm. You take that, you got 1 + 1 = 11.
Yeah.
It's just outrageous. This is not a good time to be working for the New York City Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that they can build up or change their image? What do they have to do to make it better or right?
Well, they've got, you know, the number one rule when you're in a hole is to stop digging.
Mm.
The number one thing you got to do when you're doing stupid stuff is stop doing stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, does that apply to one of the other items on our chart list this week from talkers.com, the new school lunch regulations and the protests going on that have started and spread like wildfire because of the new media, the social media, regulations, the football players can't eat enough to keep themselves going. Kids don't like the choices. And the Obama administration says, look at this. This is an example of us taking care of you.
Well, you pointed out such a great note here, which is what are the ramifications of social media? When any story can be moved around the world in half a second, it's just hard to control, hard to do the job that I've done for the last 30 years when the world is moving. It's like trying to staple jelly to a ceiling. It's very difficult.
Or chasing gas in the wind.
Indeed.
Yeah. So this is something that I don't think this is going to go away, and I don't see it helping Obama in a lot of areas. Time will tell on that. Michael Levine, somebody that is called often to help out in ticklish situations. Levine Communication Office, the winner of the Bulldog Award for Excellence in Media Relations and Publicity. And don't forget about the LBN E-Alert, which is a daily summary of the news from all kinds of perspectives from pretty much every area of our country. Very well edited, very informative. Check it out, lbnealert.com. Michael Levine here on The Countdown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.